I am truly disappointed with BC Ferries in cancelling their exploration of the direct service from Texada Island to Comox. BC Ferries indicates piloted Texada stop will not be reinstated, November 19. All options have not been explored and the financial implications of the original pilot program would fall well below the annual increased cost of the $250,000 they estimate. The original pilot had no more crew, minimal adjusted sailing times and would have potentially increased ridership on 2 days of the week when the ferries experience low ridership. BC Ferries did not even offer this option at their community engagement, but chose to suggest unworkable scenarios. The array of options provided had huge negative implications for the Texada population. I do not believe they have engaged with our community in good faith and have wasted many people's time over many, many years with their doublespeak. The original pilot made room for only 10 cars, whether or not there was room on the Comox boat for more. This was entirely BS, when we can currently reserve any number of spots for the 8 o'clock Comox run. Texada could be offered a fully prepaid reservation system only, eliminating the need for any terminal. The potential impacts that I can see is an increase in time to unload and offload on Texada, which will come with a cost, and a potential to increase ridership for BC Ferries on 2 days of the week when they experience low ridership, perhaps offsetting any cost and possibly putting more revenue into their coffers. Was this option explored? It was not offered or explained why it was not offered. I and a few others directly asked this question at the recent community consultation meeting. I have attended many meetings over many years and it is truly frustrating to come this close with a workable scenario that BC Ferries had already factored into the economics. It just needed some tweaking. Leslie Goreski, Texada Island.